Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After record-breaking early voting last week and roughly 1.4 million Georgians voting on Tuesday, they have put Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock into the Senate. The Democrats now have the majority, 51-49.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
South Korean lawmakers on Wednesday are preparing to order more truckers to return to work as their national strike has now entered 2 weeks. The South Korean government has failed to achieve a breakthrough in negotiations with the truckers, whose strike is based on an income guarantee program and has widely obstructed shipments from the country, the world's sixth biggest exporter. Republican Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama said it harmed recruitment and retention in the military. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military could come to an end under the defense bill heading to a vote this week in Congress. Newly filed federal court documents are revealing the leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives, most of them minors and punished followers who did not treat him as a prophet. Samuel Bateman was a former member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, until he left to start his own group. The complaint charges three of Bateman's wives of kidnapping. Two of them are scheduled to appear in a federal magistrate court in Flagstaff, Arizona, later today. The third wife is awaiting extradition from Washington State. NASA's Artemis 1 mission is scheduled to splash down in the Pacific Ocean on December 11th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Many students are not returning to classes in Idaho after the murder of multiple students. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has the latest.
Officials at the University of Idaho say up to 40% of its student body isn't on campus following the murders of 4 students. The school's executive director of communications saying 60 to 75% of students are physically in the town of Moscow in the northwest part of the state. There were about 11,500 students who called the school home as of October.
A suspected Russian military deserter in full camouflage and a ski mask opened fire on police officers in Russia's Rostov region on Tuesday, sparking panic. The Rambo-like incident occurred in Novoshokhinsk, about 12 miles or so from the border with Ukraine. In a serious case of jumping the gun, one company is sending out emails congratulating the recipient of being accepted into the student loan transfer program. Victoria Idoni in the nation's capital explains.
You may want to check your inbox. U.S. Department of Education federal contractor Accenture mistakenly sent emails to millions of student loan borrowers, informing them of their approval into the Biden administration's loan forgiveness program.
Those approval emails were reportedly sent November 22nd and 23rd. You've got mail.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, it's hump day in America, and, of course, dealing with the reality that Chuck Schumer is large and in charge now of the Senate.
Yeah, he is. It's a, you know, we have to deal with what happens in elections. They matter. And the fact of the matter is the Republicans really never got their stuff together to wage a significant fight in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The McConnell wing of the party didn't want Herschel Walker to win. And that's where the money is. So mm-hmm. there was a significant deficit in money spent. And by the way, the other thing which I'm told didn't happen was there's the campaign plan Republicans ran was typically bad in that they didn't actually try to get Trump voters out, low propensity mm-hmm. Trump voters out.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't win unless you get low propensity Trump voters out. And so we keep running the same campaign from 1980. We're going to continue to get results that are where you get brain dead Fetterman winning. You get Raphael Warnock, who doesn't come close to representing the values of the people of Georgia, winning. And you know what? Maybe we'll be able to finally shift this paradigm where Mitch McConnell will no longer control the election cycles and who gets paid, who gets money to run for Senate. And we'll be able to finally run real campaigns designed to win as opposed to perpetuate power of the people in D.C.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell is using the same formula as Nancy Pelosi, but the outcome quite different. At least Nancy Pelosi is determined to win. With Mitch McConnell, it becomes a personality deal where he's trying to...
Understand. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell does... He'd love to be majority leader, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen time and time again over the last 10 years where if his candidate doesn't win the primary, mm-hmm. he doesn't support that candidate in the general.
Right.
And he is where the money and the power comes from. And as a result, he undermines the candidates. He went and attacked Herschel Walker very, clearly in September as an incompetent candidate. And this isn't the first time he's in this particular race. This past weekend, we had the Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia attack Herschel Walker. Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia attacked Herschel Walker.
Unbelievable.
Republican nominee 3 days before the election. When we were trying to win in Alabama with Roy Moore, we had the Republican senior senator from Alabama say, "I'm not voting for him," the weekend before the election. That didn't happen by accident.
Of course not.
Those candidates were undermined deliberately by the establishment because they don't want them in the toy box.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conclusion I've come to and why I didn't put a lot of energy into the Herschel Walker race is Mitch McConnell doesn't care if he's in the leadership, if he's in the majority.
Well, basically, what you're saying is the fix was in, and the fix was in by the Republicans, and not by the Democrats.
They didn't want somebody who was a supporter of Donald Trump joining the ranks of the Senate. You know, Mitch McConnell won his majority leader, his minority leader status, his head of the Republican conference status, with only 10, 11 votes voting against him in his conference.
Mm-hmm.
And you accomplish that by making certain that people aren't going to support you, don't get elected.
Right, exactly.
So it's no longer for them whether you can get to 51 or not. The most important vote for Mitch McConnell's world is whether you're going to vote for Mitch McConnell, not whether or not you're going to vote for the Republican at the top to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting that point? Well, guess what? We get what we get.
So what's the future for conservatives now, Rick?
Well, Mitch McConnell isn't going to be there forever. I think we're going to revamp everything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the 2024 election is driven by presidential politics.
Mm-hmm.
The presidential election years are always driven by presidential politics. The establishment will be very much emboldened to go after Trump or anybody who is Trump-like. And we'll make a full court press to try to, undermine Trump. I think you can expect to see the next 3 to 4 or 6 months, not just the Democrat media going after Trump, but a lot of the so-called conservative media going after Trump, because it's, we're going to see kind of the sheep and the goats here.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of sheep and goats, I guess the sheep is not actually a word, but we're going to see a separation here between people, and we've already seen it to some extent. I think it's going to get more exacerbated. If our country can survive, I think we'll find we will have this reshifting. We'll end up with a stronger grassroots party that actually wins elections.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we're an existential threat as a country. And we don't have a lull period where we can sort this out. So we have to do this while still trying to maintain some semblance of our freedoms in this country. And they're
on the decline. As the Democrats continue to control more and more, and now they've got 2 years, and with the shenanigans that Nancy Pelosi is working hard to get away with, I mean, she's basically going to render the House majority, basically cut it in half if she gets her way, because they're not going to have 2 full years in which to work on their agenda. They're going to have to trip over everything that Nancy Pelosi has legacied in, right?
Well, yeah, we talked about the 87,000 IRS agents.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's unless the Republicans have control of the gavel and are in control of writing the appropriations bill for the rest of the year, at least on the House side, those 87,000 IRS agents are going to be hired.
Right.
And they're going to be a fait accompli. That's just, so yes, Nancy Pelosi wants to lock in the massive changes that they made with 50 votes in the Senate that the Democrats made through their budget reconciliation bill.
Mm.
She wants to lock that in a full year continuing resolution, which would take the ability for the newly elected Republican majority in the House to have an influence over that the spending in this country until September of next year. Well, guess what? Of course she wants that.
Right.
Question is, will 10 Republicans in the House and the Senate give her that? Because that's ultimately the stopgap is, 10 Republicans vote for that in the Senate, then she gets what she wants. If they can't get 10 Republicans in the Senate, then they'll have to do a shorter term continuing resolution, or they'll do an omnibus, which will effectively lock in her priorities anyway
right.
for the rest of the year. So,
Rick, don't the people understand? I mean, don't the American people understand, or are they just missing the whole translation of here of what 87,000 IRS agents mean? I mean, how does this promote any level of freedom? I mean, all I see is more control, more totalitarian type of moves by this regime.
Well, all those gig workers who voted for Nancy, for Herschel, or voted for the Democrats, are going to find out that those IRS agents are aimed at them. And that's going to be a changing environment for the politics of this country.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Rick Manning. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, this is, of course, December the 7th, a day that our president said will live in infamy as we remember, you know, what happened in Pearl Harbor and the echoed warnings of one of the last survivors of Pearl Harbor. He, you know, we need to hold on to this. I mean, this is just awesome. He says, weakness invites aggression. This is Lieutenant Jim Downing, who at the time was 103. And this is what he shared with a reporter. And look what's happened at every step, even in the modern era. When America is weak, our foes become very aggressive. And they're beating their swords. They're rebel rousing. And meanwhile, we're supposed to be led to believe that all is well, as Blinken and Joe Biden arrange the chairs on the first deck of the boat. What do you say?
Well, first of all, it's correct. Weakness invites aggression. And we have a systemic problem in our military. Head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, was meeting with a guy yesterday who is a pretty well-decorated veteran, and he was telling me that General Milley came and spoke before a group of people who had, distinguished flying crosses and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and had been highly distinguished, honored veterans. And the first words out of his mouth is, I can assure you, the one thing I can assure you about the military is we are diverse.
Oh.
And it's like, we're the most highly trained, how about the most highly trained mm-hmm. soldiers in the world? We are the baddest fighting force in the world? No. His message was one of diversity and inclusion. We are inclusive and diverse. And this guy is like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Mm.
And so when you value who's in the military,
mm-hmm.
rather over the capabilities of the military, and you value those are the kind of metrics you value. You value that we've got, we can show we're meeting quota numbers, and you don't value whether or not those quotas are, you've got readiness. When you value, mm-hmm. We don't want people in the military who, for instance, didn't get vaccinated, and we're trying to move them out, even as we can't in the U.S. Army, mm-hmm. even as we can't fill recruitment quotas or even come close to filling recruitment quotas. We want to drive people out of the Army who are professional soldiers who don't want to get the COVID vaccine. What you're effectively creating is you're creating an Army that is that no longer is a cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating you see
Because first of all,
Army
Rick
cannot be diverse.
No, because the
Army
thing is
has to be okay. one fist.
Yeah. Right. And the thing is that inherently military personnel know what job one is. Now, if leadership is off the reservation, which it is, you've got disparate ideas, and now you're not united to your point. As you said, it has to be one fist. And here it's broken up. It is weakened. And it is shocking to me that you have a Joint Chief of Staff, one person who carries this. I mean, he's representative of this philosophy. I mean, this is an anathema, Rick. I mean, this is not military preparedness. This is nothing that, you and I grew up with, or maybe, that we participate in the military over. This is egregious. And I don't blame, what it must have been for these, these soldiers to be sitting in an audience with, listening to what General Milley said. I'm surprised that they didn't all stand up and get out of there and just say, you're crazy.
Needless to say, a number of hearts sunk. But it is let's face it, in our warfighting colleges,
mm-hmm.
the Air Force Academy, U.S. West Point Naval Academy, in our warfighting colleges, it's reported that they're being taught critical race theory.
Of course.
And the essence of critical race theory is that America is not the greatest country in the world. America is founded on a principle of slavery. and is in fact is evil, its foundation is evil. Well, okay, I want to go die for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a, you know, you have to, without a belief that your country is the greatest country in the world and is worth fighting for, you're not fighting for anything except for no greater principles. Mm-hmm. You're fighting for your own life, you're fighting for the life of the person next to you, but there's no greater principles involved when you destroy the essence of what is America in terms of America exceptionalism, mm-hmm. and the willingness to fight for that.
Exactly.
And if you're not, and you know, you know, Superman no longer has truth, justice in the American way. He no longer does that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done in West Point. And it is emblematic of what they're doing to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, and truthfully, Bill, it's not survivable.
No.
And the only way we can fix it is to actually win elections.
Well, but
the only way we win elections is by having people who are actually trying to get those elections won.
Mm-hmm.
Who care more about the country than their own personal nameplate on the door in their office in the Capitol building.
Well, God forbid we go to war.
Yeah.
God forbid, because we're not on mission. That, I mean, this is dangerous. The thoroughly modern Millie is just killing us. And he will kill us because, Rick, I'm telling you, if we go to war and all hell breaks loose, we're going to find out just how dysfunctional, in casualty count, that the military is, because they're ill-prepared to take. But you can give them all the greatest guns and armaments and latest technologies, but if these guys are off mission, forget it. I mean, you know they're not going to be as effective. We know this just by virtue of common sense and reasoning.
Yep, that's exactly right. But then you get the equipment, and, you know, we have some really cool stuff. We probably have more technologically sound equipment than anybody else in the world. But the bottom line is, you know, we don't have the ammunition to train our own troops because we're sending it all to Ukraine.
Yeah, of course.
We're sending mm-hmm. so much to Ukraine. If we can't take the 19-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid, and teach him how to shoot, and because we're preserving ammunition,
mm-hmm.
they don't spend a lot of range time, so they don't know how to shoot.
Yes.
Guess what? We're basically sending our children to get killed.
Yeah.
Without preparation.
No doubt we're setting them up. Exactly.
Those Navy SEALs and the like are incredible, incredible trained war machines. They're amazing. Bottom line is most of the people in the military are not Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
They're average guys who need to get training. They need to know. They need to be put into a position where they know what to do, and they depend on the guy next to them to do what he's supposed to do. And right now, from what appears to be true, we're like a football team that's going on the field with an offensive line that's never worked together and has never played football before.
Right.
And, you know, and then you say, oh, go block that guy. Well,
right.
They don't know how, and they don't have the equipment to do it. So.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a fine-tuned machine. That's not the point that we're pushing. And that's what we have to demand, what Congress has to demand, is that the priority be on training our personnel to be the best fighting machine in the world.
Exactly.
Everything else is dereliction of duty.
Without a doubt. Rick Manning, 40 seconds left. Real quick, what'd you make of Ron DeSantis holding vax manufacturers liable for their false claims?
I think we live in interesting times, and Ron DeSantis is making a good case for aggressive government against corporate malfeasance.
Well, how about somebody in government fighting for the American people, right?
Yep.
I mean, let's defend American citizens. Thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thank Rick. Take care, buddy.
This report is sponsored by Amazon.
Amazon is making holiday hosting simple for families who want healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop all the pantry essentials for holiday parties, such as shelf-stable ingredients like nuts, dried fruit, and crackers for an appetizer board. Or find fresh vegetables, fruits, and dairy on Amazon Fresh that make the perfect addition to your main course and get it all delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their Snap EBT card on Amazon will also receive offers such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip in-store rush this season with Snap EBT on Amazon. To register your benefits and start saving today, visit amazon.com/snap.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After record-breaking early voting last week and roughly 1.4 million Georgians voting on Tuesday, they have put Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock into the Senate. The Democrats now have the majority, 51-49.
To utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy, the people have spoken.
South Korean lawmakers on Wednesday are preparing to order more truckers to return to work as their national strike entered 2 weeks. The South Korean government has failed to achieve a breakthrough in negotiations with truckers whose strike is based on an income guarantee program. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military could come to an end under the defense bill heading for a vote this week in Congress. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, along with Jenny Beth Martin. She is the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair and Executive Producer of the Innovation Race. Jenny Beth, good morning. I know disappointed with the results last night, but it wasn't for anything that the Tea Party Patriots Action didn't do. I mean, you guys have been working your butts off to ensure election integrity, the recruiting and training people, poll workers, poll watchers. I mean, you did and held up your level of commitment and responsibility to the American people, and thank you for doing that.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing that from you. Thank you. It is certainly a disappointing night last night. It's not the outcome that we hoped for with the results of the election. Herschel gave it a great run, and he was challenging the only statewide Democrat incumbent in Georgia. All the Republican statewide offices and incumbents in open seats won, but the only place where there was a Democrat incumbent was the Senate, and Warnock won. So it's disappointing, but you're right. We worked so hard on election integrity. We also worked on getting out the vote. We had every single precinct in the county, which we were assigned to help with poll watchers, covered with poll watchers. We helped other counties make sure that they had poll watchers where they needed the poll watchers. There were eyes on the tabulation centers where the counting of the votes actually occurs. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with people who were getting home last night at 2 and 3 in the morning from Cobb County, Georgia, because they were counting the votes and handling that process until the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
But there were people there watching that even. So we're in a much different situation than we were in 2020.
Well, and the thing is, you can say congratulations to Georgia that they managed to count the votes in one night as opposed to some of these other states. So, you know, congratulations is due that they were able to, you know, count the votes.
That's right. And one of the things that I think that we can say, by and large, In Georgia, what we have witnessed with the poll watchers throughout the state is that the poll workers themselves, the people who work the polls, and in some states that may be called a judge of an election or an inspector of elections, they are people who sincerely want to run the election properly. And they were welcoming to poll watchers in many cases, if not most cases. And I think that's important. Americans need to know that the people who are working in those precincts are truly committed to doing a good job, by and large, for the most part.
Well, because this is the very heart of democracy. I mean, our vote is so precious in the expression of who we want into office. That is sacred ground that needs to be honored. And I'm glad to hear you say this, and it's important for people to hear this. I mean, regardless of the outcome, you know, we have to be committed to the process, that it would be free and fair. I mean, this is the American way. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, this is all a practical civics lesson that we're going through right now. And I know people got upset about what happened in 2020, but what it has done, it has motivated people to get involved in their government, Jenny Beth. I mean, I know you've been working your tail off to engage, get people engaged and do this, and you've had some success with it. And I'm sure you'd be the first to tell us that though you've had some great success, there's a long way to go. But the good news is that people are engaging, you know, the process. This is important. This is what is at the very heart of the Tea Party Patriots, you know, reason to be, is it not?
That is exactly right. In order to have a representative democracy and in order for our Constitution to work properly, we have checks and balances throughout the entire system and part of it throughout the entire Constitution between the branches of the federal government, between the states and the federal government, between states and local government. And we also have checks and balances from the citizens against the government through elections. And I think that's why it's so important that we do step up and we are engaged, and we're engaged at a legislative level, having checks and balances, sending, making calls and taking other action to let your member of Congress and senators know where you stand on an issue, and also to be involved when it comes to elections, not just working to get out the vote, but also on the election integrity aspect, whether it's working the polls or watching the polls or other related items.
Exactly. It's not that it's over. I mean, God bless these people that are calling you 2-3 in the morning, and you for being awake even to take their calls as they head home after after a long day of doing the people's business. God bless them. But, you know, it's like, it's not like they can just, you know, tomorrow's another day. And as you said, we've got to hold this government accountable. This is what we, the people, represents. And it's also why them, the elites, want us to dilute and ignore this idea, because those three powerful words really speaks to the people's authority and their base of power, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. We, the people, we have the power in this country. And you and I both know, Bill, this is a timeless battle. And that means the battle between the people who have the more elite people who have power, or those we elect who have power, and the people who want to be free. It's a timeless, timeless struggle. And in order for us to live in the kind of life we want to live and have the kind of relationship we want to have with the government, it takes constant oversight. You have to continue to stand up and be involved and be engaged. We, the people. It doesn't mean you, the government, go do these things. It means we all are part of this process.
Yeah, without a doubt. And when you have, 60%? I mean, I've heard numbers as high as 80% of the country saying that the government is on the wrong track. Well, then, okay, good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? Right?
That is exactly right. Because in America, we have representative government. We have representative democracy, a republic. Mm-hmm. And you have to be engaged. If we're not engaged in the last 4 months heading into the general election, either helping get out the vote or working on election integrity, or right now as Congress is in this lame duck session picking up the phone and melting the phone lines,
yes,
we'll give you an opportunity to get involved at Tea Party Patriots Action. But please, get involved. It's so very important.
Well, Jenny Beth, and I'm glad you brought this up, because we need to make sure that people understand there is a plan of action. And the way you've approached this, it's really, in a sense, is low maintenance. I mean, it's like, can you not give, for the sake of this Democratic Republic and what we're going to turn over to the next generation, can you not give, maybe 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day? I mean, you're not saying, hey, look, here's a new full-time job, but here's a project. Maybe just put it on your to-do list. Even if it's only three times a week, it's something that's better than nothing, but it gets you activated in the process. It rises the level of responsibility, and it does something that our elected officials must know, and that is the American people care, and we're going to hold them accountable, right? So it's not like you're not authoring, saying, hey, come on and, take on another full-time job, but give us a couple of minutes every week so that we can keep the pressure on and keep this government alive. Is that fair?
That is exactly right. And we try to make it easy. So if you only have a few minutes, we give you specific actions. And if you have more time to dedicate to it, we'll help you build groups in your own area to help multiply your impact.
Exactly. And the thing is, what we're finding out, and next time, Jenny Beth, we've got to talk about the successes, because you've got great testimonies of what people have done in their communities, how they turn their communities upside down and realize that at the local level, things can happen a lot faster, right?
That is exactly right. And we have to be engaged at the local level. There's so many successes there, and it's a lot easier to accomplish success at the local level.
Okay. The direction where they need to go on the website?
TeaPartyPatriotsAction.com, I guess. I'm so sorry, Bill. I didn't get any sleep. It's TeaPartyPatriotsAction.org.
Okay. Go get some rest, Jenny Beth. Thank you.
I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Me too.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So, are you having fun yet? Hey, good to have you with us on this December 7th, a day that will live in infamy. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Chris Chmielewski with us. He is the Numbers USA Vice President. Chris, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Well, always good. Let's talk about the EAGLE Act. Explain to our audience what the EAGLE Act is all about.
Yeah, this is a pretty nasty piece of legislation. Primarily what it's going to do is it's going to allow most temporary, and I'm going to highlight the word there, temporary, foreign guest workers in the United States to stay and work here permanently. So essentially it makes every single permanent work visa or most permanent work visas permanent, and that's in complete disregard to our annual immigration limits that we
can you say amnesty?
Yeah, it's hard to call it an amnesty just because these are people who actually came here illegally. Mm-hmm. Yes, if they overstay their visa, they're going to fall out of status, which many of them do, and become illegal aliens.
Right.
But this is definitely an artificial way to boost an employment-based legal immigration without actually having to do the hard work of changing the law and lifting the legal limits. But at the end of the day, it's going to take thousands and thousands of job opportunities away from Americans. And we usually talk about the high-skilled workers on things like this, the H-1B visa workers.
Right.
They'll be affected. This includes all wage levels. So this is going to include H-2Bs, which are the lower-skilled, lower-paid foreign workers who come in to do things like landscaping, work in hotels, restaurants during peak seasons, jobs like that. This is going to take job opportunities in those areas as well away from lower skilled American workers.
What's this going to do in terms of hourly wages?
Well, that's the thing. This is going to have a devastating effect on wages, because essentially what you're doing is you're creating an endless stream of cheap foreign labor for the employers that are just willing to do a little bit of the legwork and apply for not only a green card for them, but then also be willing to sponsor them for an employment-based green card. But again, with those lower-wage workers, those workers working in jobs like landscaping and construction and hotels and restaurants, you know, for those workers, there's only 10,000 green cards available for them each and every year. So this is going to create an endless backlog of low-skilled workers that are just going to be waiting forever and ever. But, you know, at the end of the day, do the foreign workers really care about getting the green card? No, they care most about staying and living here and working here in the United States, which this will allow them to do.
Exactly. So, it's a win in one sense for them. On the other hand, it'll be interesting how they react, because now there's going to be downward pressure on their hourly wage. I mean, they're taking a cut in pay, so to speak, on this, aren't they not?
Yeah, and that's a great point. And we're seeing that in some of the, I would say, pushback. I'm not going to call it opposition yet, because the vote in the House, at least, is at 2 p.m. today. But there's a few members of the Congressional Black Caucus, a few members of business members of the Chamber of Commerce and the American Immigration Legal Association, who's an open borders pro-amnesty group. These are all groups that have expressed some concern with this legislation over the impact that it's going to have, not just on workers and wages, but they're also concerned about the fact that this is going to guarantee that almost all skilled green cards are going to go from people from India and China, and it's going to prevent people from other countries from being able to come here.
Well, you know something's wrong when the open border types are against it, right? I mean, that's a big flag right there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they would like to see the doors completely thrown open, but essentially what they had to do was, in opening the doors, they had to do something else, and that was to do what we call lifting the per-country caps. So we have these caps in place that prevent green cards from going to too many people from the same country. Mm-hmm. We still have a fair representation of people from around the world coming in through our legal immigration system. Again, this is going to the impact that this is going to have is going to almost guarantee that most of the high-skilled green cards, which is most of the employment-based green cards, are going to go to folks from India and China and a few other countries.
Chris, are we going to be able to recognize this country in another 20 years?
Not if we keep on going in this direction.
I mean, the demography of this country, I mean, look, I'm all for this being a melting pot. I mean, this is, of course, how our family got here. I love the concept and the idea, but it's like, this just seems a little bit reckless. You know, we went from having an organized immigration program that, allocated about 1 million people per year. And, of course, and we needed skilled workers. And so you make those adjustments and smart moves. But for some reason, you have this sense that it's more political than it is, you know, commercial, in a sense that, you know, let's do it for political reasons as opposed to, you know, good business strategy. Am I missing something here?
Yeah, no, you're not. And, you know, one of the reasons why I think our immigration system worked so well after World War II and up until about the late 80s, early 90s, I think one reason why it worked so well is because, number one, we allowed those people that came in through the Great Wave to assimilate into the United States. And obviously you mentioned today being December 7th and the start of our entry into World War II. World War II absolutely helped with that effort to help unify everybody, regardless of where they came from. But we also had significantly lower levels of legal immigration, so it was easier for folks to come in and assimilate into the country. But when you're bringing in people, especially when most of the people who are crossing the border illegally are highly concentrated from Central America and South America, and now through our legal immigration system, should the Eagle Act become law, most of the legal immigrants are going to be coming from a few Eastern Asian countries. These people are going to they're going to stick together because they're going to have volume. So it'll be easier for them to stick together, and we already see that, and
exactly
less likely that they assimilate into American society.
Right. Well, and it's one thing, World War II, at the end, people want to be associated with the winner. Okay, so here, you know, America has just won, feeling good about itself. Okay, well, I can identify with that. And then now, fast forward to all these years later, and the sentiment is, you know, a lot of people in the world want to kill Western civilization as we know it, and particularly America. That any glory that America has gotten is undeserved, and they're less than. So now you've got people coming into this country, you know, already preconditioned with a lack of respect for the legacy and the hard work that's here and that we've been able to accomplish in spite of these, you know, antithetical, what do you want to call them, expressions and resistance against, you know, the greatness and the exceptionalism of America. So, you know, why would people come here and be excited about wanting to assimilate and to participate in this great American dream when it's been so sullied?
Yeah, that's exactly the question. I mean, as long as America's standard of living and quality of life, I think, stays well above the global average, then I think you're still going to see people clamoring to come here. But eventually, that's not going to be the case, especially when we keep on bringing in folks that are coming from countries that are significantly less developed than ours. I mean,
right.
That's why we've always advocated, let's help them where they are. We can't bring them all here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to bring some of the issues from their home countries here. So why don't we go help them in their home countries like we did in so many other places successfully around the world?
Yeah, help them. You don't have to go and take over their governments and get rid of their leaders, but, you know, just let's be a help because they're better off, in their own countries, in proximity of people that they've known, they've grown up with, their culture, and that as opposed to coming here. I mean, I think I think on one hand, you know, immigrants who, leave their home country. But again, the draw after World War II was there was something definitively better. And the people who came here with legal immigration process, Chris, as you know, they got to pay for themselves. They don't come and they're not a liability. But what this administration and the demeanor of today's immigration is such is that, oh, no, we'll take care of them. We'll give them health care. You know, everybody's raising their hand on the stage. Yeah, we'll give them health care. We'll give them everything. You know, we'll give them free schooling and all this. Wait a minute. You know, that's not good immigration that works win-win for the citizens and even for the immigrants who come in and say, look, I've got to earn this. I've got to work hard for it. I've got to assimilate. I've got to be a part of the solution, not come in with an attitude and a problem that's going to end up biting us in the back end down the road.
Yeah, yeah. And when you encourage people once they get here and say, hey, we're going to give you some freebies and some handouts and some good benefits, it discourages them from getting into the workforce and working, which just,
right.
You know, then that creates even more holes within our economy. So,
exactly.
You know, I think a steady but level, low stream is what makes the most sense. I think it's best for Americans, and that's what Numbers USA were always fighting. We're fighting for an immigration system that serves the national interest.
We'll talk. We got about a minute left here, Chris.
Yeah.
Address that letter, that the coalition letter that you sent to congressional leaders last week.
Yeah, it addresses things like the Eagle Act. Essentially, we asked House congressional leaders, Republican leaders, not to do anything bad during lame duck. No amnesty, no worker expansions like they're looking at, and wait until they have the gavel after January 3rd.
Now, this coalition letter was supported by how many people and groups?
We had about a dozen groups and about a dozen or so former Trump administration officials sign on to this letter.
Well, hopefully they're paying attention, you know, to do this because, clearly right now, our immigration, open borders, the invasion that's happening down south is a hot mess and it continues. Chris Chmielewski, he's the Numbers USA Vice President. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the time. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.